Prayer,
and then we'll go down through the list like it is there.
Will you join me in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day thanking you for this beautiful day that you've blessed us with, the ability we've had to worship you, to sing praises to you, then, and as we sing this evening, that you're with each of us, that we can lift our voices to you and fill our hearts with the joy of singing, that you'll be with us there, and that we thank you for all the many blessings, each thing we look at and see throughout this area, that only through you are they possible.
Amen.
And only through you will we ever have opportunity to be with you in heaven. That we'll walk forward each and every day as we come to trials, that we know that with you in our lives we can go through these trials and make ourselves better and more productive in our life for you. And that you'll be with the sick of the congregation here and all those many that are out and about, with Jerry McDonald and Jeff and Karen Bartle and all the others that are sick, that they can be healed and strengthened, brought back to a full measure of health, that you'll continue to bless this congregation, that it will grow and prosper in this area, and that you'll forgive us for our sins. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
motivation to leave is that crutch is so tight. I was asked to leave this one last month, and I'm going to try it again this month, just to give everybody a little bit better chance to understand it and know it. This lot.
Thank you. number 705, As the Deer.
Thank you. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud of the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has exalted those who were humble. And he has filled the hungry with good things. And he has sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy. As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and his descendants forever.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we pray? Dear Lord, great God, we come before your throne at this time, so thankful for your mercy and your grace that you've shown upon us. We think, dear Lord, of those that are sick in our number, and we pray that you be with them at this time. We're mindful of our sister Dorotha and the problems that she's been having. We pray, dear Lord, that you'll be with her and heal her and comfort her.
Amen.
Pray, dear Lord, that you be with sister Bartle and help her to continue to recover. We especially pray this time, dear Lord, for our brother Pete as he's going through the struggles with his cancer and the effects that the treatments are having on him. We pray that you be with him, dear Lord. Encourage him, comfort him, and strengthen him. And we pray, dear Lord, that if it be your will, that you would heal him.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for showing us your healing power in the past. We look at our brother Jeff and what you've done with him and healing him. And we praise your name for that, dear Lord. Pray there, that you be with others of our number who are struggling and heal them also. Be with each of us, dear Lord, as we go through our daily life and we have the temptations that we face and the struggles that we face. Help us to hold on to you, dear Lord, and put our trust in you and find our strength in you and through your word. We thank you most of all for sending your son down and to die on a cross for our sins when we didn't deserve it, dear Lord, but you loved us enough that you did that for us. And we thank you so much, and it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Each day I'm doing, I'm doing my calling, I'm doing my calling. Yeah.
number 633.
Actually, open your songbooks to number 633 and look with me just for a minute. 633
of invitation, and I just want to say a few things about the words here. I, like Brother Speck, also think that some of the words in these songs, we kind of skip over them sometimes when we sing them. Not that singing isn't great, because that's really how you can get some of these songs to continue in your thoughts, but it's good also just to read some of the words. And this one especially, as we think of, is there anything more important that we can do than to prepare to meet our God? I mean, really, that's what life's about. And even though we're often distracted by a lot of things, maybe we call them necessities. I don't know. At least they're things that we call priorities sometimes. But there's nothing more important than preparing to meet God someday when this life is over. Now, you may think that's a long time off. Like I thought when I was about 15, 16 years old and even 18 years old when I heard the gospel. And here I am now 62. I've only got another 40, 50 years to go. And then that's it. Maybe not quite that many. But time rushes past. And the lesson is now is the time to prepare. Let's read through the verses with me, if you would. Verse 1 here. Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation, the one we're going to be singing here in just a minute? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by? And they go by fast, let me tell you. I know you've heard it, but they do. They go by so fast. And your life is spent in folly. Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Hear you not the earnest pleadings, oh, of your friends that wish you well? And perhaps before tomorrow, you'll be called to meet thy God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. And the chorus, careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. Amen? It's going to be a sad day. Sadness doesn't even describe it at all. A horrific day if we face God and we're not prepared to meet Him. Not prepared to say, Lord, I believed in Your Son. And I followed Him, not perfectly, but I followed Him faithfully. And when I fell, I got back up. And when I was discouraged, I took advantage of the encouragement of the brethren to continue. So, this evening, we have a chance like we have any time during the week or the day we just happen to be together, to commit ourselves or recommit ourselves, if that's the case, to preparing to meet thy God. Maybe that means for you to be baptized, to repent and be baptized and receive the forgiveness of sins and begin your life ready to meet your God. Or maybe someone here who has been a Christian for some time needs to recommit and to reestablish their effort to face the Lord one day. And it's going to be sooner than you think. So if that applies to you and you can respond and you will respond this evening, won't you come forward as we stand together and Mike leads us in Prepare to Meet Thy God, 633.
Careless soul, why will you linger? the earth is clean.